Welcome to the Association for Talent Development's podcast series. For more information about the Association for Talent Development, please visit our website at www.td.org. This is a feature article on page 70 of the October 2017 issue of TD Magazine. A Marathon, Not a Sprint, by Stephanie Castellano. In a period of rapid growth, this manufacturer uses training and succession planning to sustain its momentum. To say ITU AbsorbTech is the premier domestic provider of reusable absorbents may not mean much to most people. But once explained in layman's terms, the company's mission is a worthy one. It makes products that absorb contaminants released during printing and manufacturing, and has developed a methodology to extract, measure, and reuse the contaminants, which provides customers environmental credits and keeps byproducts from landfill sites. ITU AbsorbTech's methodology is unique in its market and has led to dramatic growth for the company in recent years. The proprietary nature of its business means that it's important for employees to understand how the company goes to market. Therefore, most training is developed and delivered in-house, which allows for flexibility and efficiency when adapting it to changing business needs. This also leaves room in the budget for investments in third-party educational offerings, such as seminars and certifications. The organization strives to promote a culture that is high-performing yet fun, with a focus on employees' career development and a strong work-life balance. It uses its website and social media platforms, such as LinkedIn and Glassdoor, to project its culture and give applicants a clear idea of what it's like to work at the company. Glassdoor has proved especially helpful in attracting new applicants. The company enjoys a high rating, 4.7 out of 5 stars, and 14% of employees have left reviews. Last year, the organization development team also produced 24 videos of employees discussing their jobs and what they enjoyed about them. These videos, along with the employees' career bios, were hosted on Vimeo and posted to the company website, and provide a great window into the company's culture. Once hired, ITU AbsorbTech employees are put on one of three learning paths, depending on their role and experience level. After a 1 to 2 day orientation, during which they meet key business leaders and team members, new employees work with their hiring manager to form their training plan. Production floor employees pursue the Certified Production Excellence Program. Sales personnel are placed in the Genuine Service Excellence Program, and Lead College is for those interested in becoming supervisors. Employees also can sign up for additional internal courses or external offerings, such as memberships and certifications, that could benefit their career development and help acclimate them to the business. With an aging workforce, succession planning is a critical endeavor for ITU AbsorbTech's organizational development team. In 2016, the company revamped its succession planning process, adopting a model that measures employees' performance and potential over 2 years and identifies those who consistently outperform their peers. We then took the process a step further by outlining career development plans that put employee goals in context with deliverables and what aspects the company could help with, such as educational opportunities, job shadowing, mentoring, and so forth, explains Terry Green, the organizational development manager. This allowed for a more hands-on approach to building a career development plan, helping employees see the potential positions that could be open in a year, 2 years, or even 3 years, and what steps they needed to take to fill those roles. It also allowed us to identify the incumbents in those roles and consider whether they would be moving into a new position in the future as the company grows, or potentially retiring. This proactive approach to succession planning, with its strong focus on helping individual employees advance their careers, has so far yielded positive results. In 2016, internal promotions increased by 50%, and available promotional opportunities also increased from 34% to 45%. Meanwhile, new hire retention rates have grown steadily, and the organization has seen decreased turnover. If revamping its succession planning process wasn't a big enough undertaking for the organizational development team, in late 2016, it also faced the daunting task of moving core HR processes, including timekeeping, payroll, and open enrollment, from paper to a digital time management system. The organizational development and HR staff were deployed to the company's 14 locations to train employees on how to create accounts, log their hours, view pay stubs, and compare benefit options during open enrollment. Training sessions also were conducted virtually. The training was completed in the 2 weeks before the new system went live. Accessing benefits information online proved to be especially helpful for both employees and the company. It saved the company on costs associated with printing the benefits packets, and 100% of employees complied with enrolling or declining benefits before the cutoff date, which was a first, Green explains. Employee feedback was very positive, and they enjoyed being able to see the benefits comparisons and walk through it all from home. The organizational development and HR staff also implemented a digital process for tracking productivity. Before, production floor employees used handwritten cards to track items related to their productivity, but they were time-consuming to fill out, and the paper format did not lend itself to analysis. With software that's tied to the company's digital time management system, production floor employees can now use barcode scanners to generate real-time productivity updates for managers. Weekly and monthly reports are then generated from these data. 4 of 5 locations have rolled out this new system, and we have seen an increase in overall productivity, a reduction in overtime spent doing manual job card entry, and ability for administrative staff to take on new tasks, Green notes. The proceeding has been excerpted from TD Magazine, a monthly publication of the Association for Talent Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.td.org. TD's editor is Paula Ketter. TD's managing editor is Vanessa St. Gerard. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Vanessa St. Gerard.